Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about celebrating Arbor Day. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Mark Mazels, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Associate. So, Mark, what is Arbor Day, and why is it important?
Well, Amy, Arbor Day is a holiday that was set aside for tree planting activities to celebrate the importance of trees. It is important that people around the world understand all the benefits we receive from trees because many people, especially those from urban areas, simply do not understand these benefits. Trees can reduce the erosion of our topsoil by wind and water, cut our heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean the air, produce life-giving oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife. Trees are also a renewable resource, giving us paper, wood for our homes, fuel for our fires, and countless other wood products. Within cities, they can increase property values, enhance the economic vitality of business areas, and beautify our community.
So what is the history of Arbor Day?
So on January the 4th, 1872, at the Nebraska Board of Agriculture meeting, a guy named J. Sterling Morton proposed a tree planting holiday he called Arbor Day. They set the date for April the 10th, 1872, and offered prizes to the counties and individuals properly planting the most trees that day. They estimated individuals planted nearly 1 million trees in Nebraska on that very first Arbor Day celebration. Nebraska's governor officially proclaimed Arbor Day in 1874. During the 1870s, other states began to observe Arbor Day, and the tradition began in schools nationwide in 1882. It became a legal Nebraska holiday in 1885, with April 22nd, Morton's birthday, selected as its permanent observance.
That is an incredible story. One million trees. And I understand from the pictures of the first Arbor Day, lots and lots and lots of people attended.
Right.
When do we celebrate Arbor Day now?
So National Arbor Day celebrations occur the last Friday in April now. However, many states celebrate Arbor Day earlier to coincide with the best tree planting weather in those areas. For instance, Mississippi's Arbor Day celebration occurs the first Friday of February each year.
I've heard about the National Arbor Day Foundation. What can you tell me about the foundation?
So the foundation was started in 1972. It's a nonprofit conservation and education organization dedicated to planting trees with over 1 million members, supporters, and valued partners around the world. The foundation's mission is to inspire people to plant, nurture, and celebrate trees. They accomplish this mission through numerous programs, including Tree City USA, and Tree Campus USA.
Are these programs available in Mississippi?
We have communities and universities across the state participating. In 2018, the Arbor Day Foundation recognized 14 cities and two universities with these programs. There are several communities celebrating 30-plus years of recognition for Tree City USA.
What are the guidelines for receiving Tree City USA designation?
So to qualify for Tree City USA recognition, a city must meet four standards established by the Arbor Day Foundation and the National Association of State Foresters. They established these standards to ensure that every qualifying community would have a viable tree management program and that no community would be excluded because of size. These standards include formation of a tree board or department, tree care ordinances, community forestry program with an annual budget, and finally, an Arbor Day observance and proclamation.
What are the Tree Campus USA standards?
So for the most part, they're the same as for Tree City USA. However, Tree Campus USA has five standards, including a campus tree advisory committee, a campus tree care plan, campus tree program with dedicated annual expenditures, Arbor Day observance, and a service learning project to engage students. Mississippi State has been a Tree Campus USA since 2012.
And how do we find out more information about Arbor Day and these programs?
So all of this information is available on the Arbor Day Foundation website, which is arborday.org. The Mississippi Forestry Commission would also be a good source of information about Arbor Day celebrations and tree giveaways across the state.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Mark Mazels, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Associate. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.